Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're talking Steelers 24, Vikings 21 in Dublin. Steelers 3-1 alone atop the AFC North today. By the way, Nnamdi Matabike officially out for the season per John Harbaugh moments ago. Ravens also lost Roquan Smith in that beat down to the Chiefs. And Lamar Jackson missed the fourth quarter with a hamstring injury. In came Cooper Rush, who threw the ball out of bounds on purpose on 4th-and-2. 1-3 for the Ravens now, 1-3 for the Browns, 2-1 for the Bengals. They play tonight. Is that the game we have on the fan? Please tell me we're not airing Jets and Dolphins.
I believe it's the Bengals and Broncos.
Thank God.
That would be a question for KR.
Content Craig. All right. Time for PM Team plays of the game. You can listen to the PM Team on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. We will go in chronological order and start with mine.
But he comes here in his 21st season, first one with the Steelers. And coming off a 6-for-6 drive. He'll throw to begin this drive, and it's DK Metcalf. He's in the loose. There goes DK. A block from Austin. Inside the 5, into the end zone. 80-yard touchdown. Rodgers to Metcalf.
Larry Richard in the background there over in Dublin.
Did you guys know he was going to be the PA guy?
I didn't.
I did. Because Jeff did pit on Saturday, and that's when I found out Larry was going to be over there.
How they had those fans well-trained to do Pittsburgh Steelers. I know there were a lot of Steelers fans who probably flew over and knew, but First Down was getting loud. What was the other one? They sang, what's the Blink-182 song they were singing?
They were doing Zombie.
Well, I know Zombie by the Cranberries was like there was big sing along.
I know, but there was a Blink-182, Carry Me, huh?
Oh, you know, yeah, they did that.
Oh, all the small things or whatever. Yeah. Man, those fans were into it. They loved to sing.
But you heard Larry
Europe
come out and say, and now for the Irish National Anthem, please. National Anthem, please stand quietly for Isabella, whatever the woman's name was. And she came decked out in her white and green dress. And that was a banger of an anthem. Did you hear it at Shiloh?
Yes. Yeah.
Have you heard the Irish anthem before?
I hadn't heard it before.
It's not in English. It's in Gaelic.
It's in Gaelic, right. Because they had the Gaelic jerseys on for all the Steelers players for the practice thing. How about the dude, though, who did the national anthem, the U.S. anthem? Louisiana native who's just been randomly living in Ireland for 30 years. I didn't have that on my bingo card.
Metcalf had his best game. It's the longest touchdown in international history. It's the longest touchdown of the Steelers season. 5 for 126 in this game. Almost all of it on that play and most of it in the first half. He was everything you traded for and paid him for on that play. Get it to him quickly and let the man eat, let him run. And for a man his size, he's got some afterburners, he's got some jets, and he's so big and strong, he is very difficult to take down in open space. Gave the Steelers a 14-3 lead, had Minnesota at arm's length, forced Minnesota to become more of a passing offense in the game with their banged up offensive line that couldn't pass protect. So just a gigantic play there for an offense that cannot really protect long enough to let Aaron Rodgers throw the ball downfield. This is the next best thing. Get it to Metcalf short and hope he runs long.
So I thought there were a couple things that play embodied. They had that play, that ball couldn't have been out in more than 2 seconds, maybe 2.2, you know, something like that. They found ways to get him the ball early, though. The quick hitter for 14 yards, where it was almost just like you take 3 steps and the ball's going to be there and you're going to be on the move. That's where Rodgers being so accurate is underrated.
I like that back shoulder throw they made.
The back shoulder one was good. Him, by the way, in the open field running while other guys are running. You know the old bit like Terrell Pryor used to be where you'd see a kid chasing him, but he was going full speed and you could see the disparity. There's defensive backs chasing him, and they are just losing ground rapidly.
And I like that he got rid of the pacifier mouthpiece and went with an adult mouthpiece for this year with the Steelers.
You know, Pickens, obviously, who had a huge game last night, when he would run away from people, it was impressive, but not as impressive as a guy, as Pony said, that big, just like, and he's also, like, chugging. Did you notice, like, he runs like Mr. Larson from Happy Gilmore. He's pumping the arms.
I mean, and he's going to do some damage if you try to get in his way.
Also, he's
good,
not a,
good block by Austin downfield.
It was.
Good, like, team great play. Block. Like, really good block to make sure that turned into a
he's
touchdown.
He's also not a dumbass, and he makes sure that when he gets after it after the whistle, it's the other guy that gets flagged and not him.
So he throws the first blow after the whistle, I believe, is what you're saying.
Yes, which is something that, obviously, Georgie boy
had some issues Georgie with. Got caught with his hand in the cookie jar so many times.
Here is Donnie's PM team play of the game from Steelers, Vikings, and Dublin.
Offensive line without the left guard, Jackson, without the center, Kelly, without the right tackle, O'Neal. And this is picked off! T.J. Watt! As electric of a big play guy as there is on defense in the NFL. Another big play right there.
Man, you hear Larry again there with the TJ Watt. He was
the
really
acoustics
getting...
in Croke Park are just phenomenal, apparently.
A lot better than Acrisure Stadium, apparently. this was a point where the Steelers were yet again able to keep them at arm's length. It was 14-6 when this play happened. And I think more importantly, not necessarily for the game itself, but the defense is definitely heating up a little bit, and so is T.J. Watt. And I know that usually goes hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Another disruptive game yesterday. That whole unit again, what, 11 sacks now in the last two
Harmon's
games.
Really making it, like, we all laughed and said, like,
he
how
got
much
his
difference
on that ball when Elliott had the pick.
How much difference can one guy make, even a first-round pick? I think we're finding out he can make a lot of difference.
I agree.
Speaking of Elliott, I know that we'll have the game balls. I already gave those out, but we'll do those again.
Give three completely new ones. You should have given three gummy balls.
I could, because there were so many also receiving votes. Elliott just does a little bit of everything.
Yeah, they snuck him out there in coverage, and he didn't look out of place. He was on Addison on a play that went through Addison's hands. Yeah,
I should get his jersey.
He's only going to be here one more year, though.
Well, I was going to say, because he's like the Steelers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Version of me, he's just doing a little bit of everything.
Oh,
and,
I get it.
I mean,
that went over my head initially.
But I mean, even Elliott, like a big return to the
so
defense.
Wait a minute, if he's the Steelers version of you and Content Craig utilizes you for everything, does that mean he would be Topic Tomlin using Deshaun Elliott for everything?
All right, so let's get to Mulzy's PM team play of the game.
If you get into second or third and long, a field goal doesn't kill you.
First and 10, it's blown coverage, and it's Addison. He's down the sideline. He will take it inside the 5. Peyton Wilson saves a touchdown.
All right, there are hustle plays, and then there are real hustle plays. Fake hustle plays, you guys know what it looks like, right? I'm chugging down the line in a baseball game. I'm still going to be out by 2 steps, but look at how hard I ran. Look at me, coach. Look at me, broadcaster. Let's show an instant replay of me hustling, because I hustle.
That may or may not have happened this year on a Pirates
may or may
broadcast.
Not have. And then there is a hustle play that actually matters. And that's 4-4 speed, Peyton Wilson taking advantage of two things. Wentz couldn't get all of the throw, so Addison he was facing back towards the wrong end zone when he caught it. And then he had a very slight stumble that maybe slowed him up like a hair. Peyton Wilson was in a full charge. He's probably as fast in a straight line sprint as Addison is, if not faster. He got up to 22.4 miles an hour running him down there, max speed. That is the fastest speed a linebacker has ever run since they started tracking player data like that. So that's almost 10 years. The fastest any backer has ever run. Here's why that play matters, too. It takes a full minute off the clock for them to score because of some subsequent good plays by the Steelers defense to force it to a fourth in the game play, like to keep them in it. And if it were Brady eventually punching it in there, I'd have been nervous because it's like Tom Brady in his prime. He doesn't need that much time to go down the field.
Yep.
It was Carson Wentz, and he needed every second on that clock if he was going to get the ball back like he did. That minute burning off there was huge.
Play it out. I think that the Vikings, instead of going for an onside kick, kick it deep.
I would agree
if he doesn't get stopped.
I would agree.
And now if the
you.
Steelers don't pick up first downs, instead of Minnesota getting the ball at their own 20, they might be getting the ball
further up.
Yeah. 35.
I thought that was that
a good return, maybe closer to midfield.
To me, that's an example of an actual, honest to God, real hustle play that had real implications.
How do you think Wilson's speed stacked up with Shazier at his best?
I think he's faster.
I mean, because they haven't had speed at that position. Now, I mean, Shazier turned into a hell of a player who got cut short early.
But I don't know how. I'm sure I could find this somewhere. I don't know what.
What did Devin Bush run at the 40? In the 40.
He's probably 4.5.
So he was small and slow. Oh,
no, I think he might have been high 4.4s. I would love to know who ran faster, because I think it's closer and maybe the answer you don't think. I think Wilson was probably running faster without the ball, admittedly, than Metcalf was on his touchdown. If I got those tracked, I bet you Wilson ran slightly faster.
Well, maybe you can. You've got a lot of data at your disposal.
Oh, I'm big data baseball right here.
Our PM team, plays of the game. All right. Chris Mueller came out at the start of the show and said that Mike Tomlin had a bad game against the Vikings. We've been taking your calls on it all day. Here is Mike in Washington with some thoughts on that. Hello, Mike.
Yes.
Yes, you're on the air,
Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime.
Mr. Filippone, I agree with you 1,000,000% today. I usually don't, but today, that opening statement, my brother, you was right on with everything you said. Now, your co-guy there, Mr. Chris,
yeah,
my man, bad. Everything he's saying today is terrible. He took a loss from 2 o'clock to 6, whatever you talk about, he has an L. Mr. Pony, you're the champ today on everything you said.
Thank you, Mike.
Are you going to cut that entire phone call? Jack, 2:45, 2:46 p.m., let's just make sure all 33 seconds of Mike in Washington there gets cut. That'll be useful to somebody, I'm sure, in the future.
Dave is next. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, Dave.
I got a question. Didn't Mike Tomlin call a timeout before that onside kick?
He
looking back at it.
Might have?
I believe he did.
Which goes with Chris's opinion on
yeah,
Tomlin.
Yeah, he called a timeout after the extra point, which would have been before the onside
That's
kick.
Right.
He did
That's
call
right.
his second timeout there.
Yeah.
What was the purpose of that?
He might have thought they were going to kick it deep, and he wanted to make sure those guys were ready for the onside kick.
I mean, shouldn't they have been ready for that to begin
Dave, the
with?
The only thing I'm going to say, Dave,
sure.
I know this is me being pretty negative towards Mike today after a win. The only thing I'll say there is, at that point, if you're the Steelers, you shouldn't be the team concerned with, do we have all of our timeouts left at the end of the game? If you think that there's something potentially sketchy about to happen, you call the timeout there because you expect to get the ball back and then run the clock
out. And again, it worked. They recovered the onside kick with no problem.
Well, I don't think the process there is flawed. I don't mind using a timeout with the lead there when one first down should win you the game.
Dave, they beat a good team.
They actually recovered the kick before he called the timeout because they kicked it twice. So they must have been ready for it.
Okay. So this speaks to what? Gross incompetence by a guy who won the game and had a brilliant offensive philosophy for this game?
Gross incompetence all the time. I mean, he's been in the league for how many years? 19 years, and he's still making the same mistakes over and over. But don't get me wrong. I loved the game yesterday. I was thrilled at the way they played.
Time out, though. If it's gross incompetence all the time and it's never going to change, why would you feel good about the game? What difference does it make in the grand scheme of things? If it's
because
always gross incompetence.
The defense looked like they were supposed to.
Well, then it's not gross incompetence because that's his defense.
I'm talking about the in-game stuff like Chris was saying. I mean, you know, Tony, you know that for years.
Okay,
he's been making the same mistakes
over and over. Can't be a bad job by him because he's in charge of their defense on game day, and now you're saying how great it was.
Well, look at the first couple of weeks.
Okay, yes, and I criticized his defense the first couple of weeks. But that's the comeback to yesterday's game? I'm not talking about what happened against the Jets and what happened against the Patriots. I'm talking about yesterday.
Pony, you are the king. Everything you're saying today is right. Mulzey, you are wrong.
I mean, I'll be the first one when they lose a game and his game management decision sucked to rip him.
How much of this
didn't happen yesterday?
How much of your praise of him coming out of that game is based on the respect you had for the two coaches on the other side going in?
A ton, and it wasn't just me. It was universal. They were even saying it before the game.
So if he does that to, like, the Tennessee Titans, very different story.
Of course.
Okay. I want to make sure I have an accurate sense of why you're coming from.
All
where
NFL
you're
games aren't
from.
Created equal. You'd have to agree with that. I mean,
no, he was an underdog in a home game, even though it was played in Ireland with a very sick Adam Crowley in attendance.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.